Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights-on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning. Persons listening to this show are exposed to the truth. This has proved to be deeply disturbing to liberals, sometimes causing mental disorientation and distraction. If you are a liberal and operating heavy equipment or are engaged in potentially life-threatening activity, be forewarned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to make you mad. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, my dear friends. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Oh, Ishmael, why do you hate your father's son? It's true, Ibrahim sent you off with your mother and with little more than a bottle of water and a few days' bread. But listen, Ishmael, you hated Isaac before Ibrahim sent you away. You envied him. You mocked him. Well, I mean, he was but a baby. Sarah spied the evil intent of your heart towards your brother. And from all that you have shown me, dear Ishmael, she perceived correctly. You hate your brother without a cause. You have hated him from the beginning and continue to hate him. Judging from what you've shown to me over the years, I'm convinced that if Abraham had left you there, well, I think you would have killed your brother Isaac the way you behave. Perhaps even now you scowl that you wish indeed you had done so. And now your hatred seems to know no bounds. You hate every man, it seems. The prophecy that the angel declared to your mother concerning you has certainly proved true. Quote, the angel of the Lord said unto Hagar, behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Now listen to this. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Genesis 16:11-12. But the Lord did pity you, Ishmael, and he gave you much favor for your father, Abraham's sake. The angel promised you would be a great nation. And perhaps as a consolation for the grief, the sin of your father, and, well, I guess you can call your stepmother, Sarah, brought upon you. And I speak of the matter concerning Ibrahim and Hagar, the Egyptian. The Lord divided the inheritance promised to Ibrahim and truly gave you the lion's share, did he not? I mean, he promised to Father Ibrahim on the south from the Nile and then along the east by the Euphrates all the way into Turkey and bordered by the west by the Mediterranean. But later, after Israel served Hagar's homeland, Egypt, for hundreds of years, when Moses brought them out, he limited their promised land to Canaan. And yet you begrudge him even that. And after he served you 400 years. Oh, Ishmael, your hatred is consuming you. You are wild with anger. And you know only how to hate your fellow man. Hate him because he disagrees with your theology. Hate him because he disagrees with the ideology. Hate him because he shows favor to the Jews whom you hate. Because and hating anybody who refuses to submit or to Islam, to your idea of deity. I mean, it's hate, hate, hate. For centuries, you have named your sons after your patriarch, the great Hebrew from Habiru, which means desert wanderer, Ibrahim. Now, one of your sons, named after your beloved father, Ibrahim, and after the earthly father of our Lord Jesus Christ, huh? Perhaps Yosef? I mean, think of that. Yosef Ibrahim. Or perhaps he's named after someone God used to save mankind from hunger. A Jew named Joseph in Egypt. Yosef Ibrahim has shot two Coptic Christian young men, cut off their heads and their hands, and buried them in New Jersey. One of your sons, O Ishmael, named after your father Ibrahim, and after one of the greatest men Egypt has ever known, Joseph, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, in brutal hatred, has murdered two young men in cold blood. I don't know, maybe they did some deed to provoke this brutality? But we have learned that all that is required to be hated by you and targeted for your rage and your murderous rage is this, that we're not Islam. Wild, angry, full of hatred. Oh, Ishmael, is it jealousy? Is it petty jealousy? You know, a while back, Iran's supreme commander, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, called for a boycott of anything that originates with the Jewish people. I understand some fellow by the name of Meir Trinkman, a Jewish pharmacist, offered to assist the Khamenei by providing to him a list of the sorts of products Muslims should avoid in order to boycott the Jews. Now, folks, I'm reading from an email that's been circulating for a while. From what I can ascertain, it first appeared in March of 2011, and it's appeared in Aretz Shiva, so I decided I'd bite and pass it on. As I read through it, I was personally familiar with enough of the facts asserted here to feel comfortable that it's probably right on in all of its assertions of fact. However, since I don't have time to have it run down by my research department, I just thought I'd give you that full disclosure notice. So I'm going to read this email. Well, I'm going to sort of read it, sort of paraphrase it. Anyway, I'm going to give you the gist of it. Here it is. Any Muslim who has syphilis must not be cured by Salversam, discovered by a Jew, Dr. Ehrlich. He should not even try to find out whether he has syphilis, because the Wasserman test is the discovery of a Jew. If a Muslim suspects that he has gonorrhea, he must not seek diagnosis because he'll be using the method of a Jew named Neisner. A Muslim who has heart disease must not use digitalis because that was a discovery by a Jew, Ludwig Traub. Should he suffer a toothache? Well, he must not use Novocaine, a discovery of the Jews, Weidel and Weill. If a Muslim has diabetes, he must not use insulin because that was the result of research by Minkowski, a Jew. If one has a headache, you're going to have to shun pyrimidine and antipyrin because the Jews, Spiro and Elegi, are the ones who discovered it. Muslims who suffer convulsions must put up with them because it was a Jew, Oscar Liebreich, who proposed the use of chloral hydrate. Should a Muslim child get diphtheria, he must refrain from the Schick reaction, which was invented by a Jew, Bela Schick. Muslims should be ready to die in great numbers and must not permit treatment of ear and brain damage, the work of Jewish Nobel Prize winner Robert Barham. They should continue to die or remain crippled by infantile paralysis because the discoverer of the anti-polio vaccine was a Jew named Jonas Salk. Muslims must refuse to use streptomycin, and they must continue to die of tuberculosis because a Jew, Zalman Waxman, invented that wonder drug against this killing disease. Muslim doctors must discard all discoveries and improvements by dermatologist Judas Sin Benedict or the lung specialist Frankel, and of many other world-renowned Jewish scientists and medical experts. In short, good and loyal Muslims properly and fittingly should remain afflicted with syphilis, gonorrhea, heart disease, headaches, typhus, diabetes, polio, convulsions, tuberculosis, and be proud to obey the Islamic boycott. Oh, and by the way, don't call for a doctor on your cell phone because the cell phone was invented in Israel by a Jewish engineer. The global Islamic population is approximately 1,200,000,000. All right, that's 1,200,000,000, or 20% of the world's population. And they have received the following Nobel Prizes. In literature, 1988, Najib Mahfouz. For peace, Muhammad Anwar el-Sadat, 1978-1990. Elias James Corey, 1994, Yasser Arafat, 1999, Ahmed Zawahi. And in economics, none. In physics, none. In medicine, 1960, Peter Brian Medawar. 1998, Farid Murad. For a total of 7 Nobel Peace Prizes out of a population of over 1,200,000,000. Now, the global Jewish population is approximately 14 million. All right, 14 million. And that amounts to about 0.02% of the world's population. And from that population, the following have received Nobel Prizes. In literature, 1910, Paul Heiss, 1927, Henry Bergson, 1958, Boris Pasternak, 1966, Shmuel Yosef Agnon, 1966, Nellie Sachs, 1976, Saul Bellow, 1978, Isaac Bashiva Singer, 1981, Elias Canetti, 1987, Joseph Brodsky, 1991, Nadine Gordimer-World. For peace, Alfred Fried, 1911, Tobias Michael Carol Asser, 1911, Renee Cassin, 1968, Henry Kissinger, 1973, Menachem Begin, 1978, Elie Wiesel, or Wiesel, 1986, Shimon Peres, 1994, Yitzhak Rabin, 1994, in physics, 1905, Adolf von Baer, 1906, Henry Moissen, 1907, Albert Abraham Michelson, 1908, Gabriel Lippmann, 1910, Otto Wallach, 1915, Richard Willstetter, 1918, Fritz Haber, 1921, Albert Einstein, 1922, Niels Bohr, 1925, James Franck, 1925, Gustav Hertz, 1943, Gustav Stern, Stern. 1943, George Charles de Hevesy. 1944, Isidore Isaac Rabi. 1952, Felix Bloch. 1954, Max Born. 1958, Igor Tom. 1959, Emilio Segri. 1960, Donald A. Glasser. 1961, Robert Hofstadter. 1961, Melvin Calvin. 1962, Lev Davidovich Landau. 1962, Max Ferdinand Perutz. 1965, Richard Phillips Finman. 1965, Julian Schwinger. 1969, Murray Gell Mann. 1971, Dennis Gabor. 1972, William Howard Stein. 1973, Brian David Josephson. 1975, Benjamin Mottleson. 1976, Burton Reichter. 1977, Ilya Prigogine. 1978, Arno Allen Pinzias. 1978, Peter L. Kapitza. 1979, Steven Weinberg. 1979, Sheldon Glashow. 1979, Herbert Charles Brown. 1980, Paul Berg. 1980, Walter Gilbert. 1981, Roald Hoffman. 1982, Aaron Klug. 1985, Albert Hay Hopman. 1985, Jerome Carl. 1986, Dudley R. Hirschbach. 1988, Robert Hubert. 1988, Leon Letterman. 1988, Melvin Schwartz. 1988, Jack Steinberger. 1989, Sidney Altman. 1990, Jerome Friedman. 1992, Rudolph Marcus. 1995, Martin Pearl. 2000, Alan J. Heger. In economics, 1970, Paul Anthony Samuelson. Now bear with me, folks. There's a point here. 1971, Simon Kuznets. 1972, Kenneth Joseph Arrow. For those just tuning in, I'm reading the names of Jewish people who won the Nobel Prize. 1972, Kenneth Joseph Arrow. 1975, Leonid Kantorovich. 1976, Milton Friedman. 1978, Herbert A. Simon. 1980, Lawrence Robert Klein. 1985, Franco Medigliani. 1987, Robert M. Solow. 1990, Harry Markowitz. 1990, Merton Miller. 1992, Gary Becker. 1993, Robert Fogel. In medicine, Eli Metchnikoff. 1908, Paul Ehrlich. 1908, 1914, Robert Barony. And then Otto Mayeroff. 1922, Carl Landsteiner. 1930, Otto Warburg. 1931, Otto Lowy. 1936, Joseph Erlanger. 1944, Herbert Spencer Gasser. 1944, Ernst Boris Chain. 1945, Hermann Joseph Mueller. 1946, Thaddeus Reichstein. 1950, Selman Abraham Waxman. 1952, Hans Krebs. 1953, Fritz Albert Lippmann. 1953, Joshua Lederberg. 1958, Arthur Kornberg. 1959, Conrad Bloch. 1964, Francois Jacob. 1965, Andre Wolf. 1965, 1967, George Wall. 1968, Marshall Nirenberg. 1969, Salvador Luria. 1970, Julius Axelrod. 1970, Sir Bernard Katz. 1972, Gerald Maurice Edelman. 1970, you listen to this? 1975, Howard Martin Tiemann. 1976, Baruch S. Bloomberg. 1977, Rosalind Sussman Yalow. 1978, Daniel Nathans. 1980, Baruch Ben-Assaraf. 1984, Caesar Milstein. 1985, Michael Stewart Brown. 1985, Joseph L. Goldstein. 1986, Stanley Cohen and Rita Levy Montalcini. 1988, Gertrude Elion. 1989, Harold Varmus. 1991, Erwin Neer. 1991, Bert Sackman. 1993, Richard J. Roberts. 1993, Philip Sharp. 1994, Alfred Gilman. 1995, Edward B. Lewis. 1996, Lou Rosicovino. For a total of 129. So 7 out of a billion, 200 million, and 129 out of 14 million. Now, the fellow who provided this made some other very salient remarks. Now, by the way, I received this from Joan, one of my wife's clients. Thank you, Joan. And then I try to run down the original source. I can't find it, really. I'm using a version posted by a fellow who identifies himself or herself actually as a Christian conservative, but she doesn't provide her name. I find what amounts to an implication in her post that she received this from someone named Jeff. So whoever Jeff is, thanks. But Jeff made some other salient points. Quote, the Jews are not promoting brainwashing children at military training camps, teaching them how to blow themselves up and cause maximum deaths of Jews and other non-Muslims. The Jews don't hijack planes or kill athletes at the Olympics or blow themselves up in German restaurants. You don't hear about Jews destroying churches. There's not a single Jew who protests by killing people that we know about. The Jews don't traffic slaves nor have leaders calling for jihad and death to all the infidels. He offers some good advice to our Muslim brothers in Adam and offers the powerful summary of the controversy between Israel and her Arab neighbors that has been given to us by Benjamin Netanyahu in these words. Quote, if the Arabs put down their weapons today, there would be no more violence. If the Jews put down their weapons today, there would be no more Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, that was very good. But what got me, as I read through that long, long list of the blessings that God has extended to humanity through the Jewish people, I could not help but remember the words of God to Ibrahim. Quote, in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed, Genesis 12, 1 and 2. And then later, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. But my heart breaks. Yosef Ibrahim, a Muslim, killed two Coptic Christians in cold blood in New Jersey. He cut off their heads and hands and he buried them in the ground there in New Jersey. Ibrahim How dare you take that dear name and bring such a curse upon it, such a dark shadow on it, such a blight? You know, but perhaps there is something more to the fact that the Arabs tend to accent the first syllable of compound words, while Hebrews place the accent usually on the last syllable. We say Abraham, and you say Ibrahim. From Abraham, we receive blessings. But we get the reverse from Ibrahim. We receive cursings and bitterness and hatred and strife. Oh, Ishmael. Oh, Ishmael. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Need a brain massage? We've got one waiting for you right now. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind man's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. To make a donation, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com or mail your gift to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. We Christians complain when our political leaders compromise their values, show contempt for the truth, and forsake the beliefs of our founders. Yet many Christians compromise their own values and beliefs to stay in churches that have forsaken their founders. The fact is, Christian, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Haven't you noticed that every corruption we complain about in our government began in our churches? The answer is clear. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Jeremiah 6:16. Lighthouse Baptist Church has answered the call to return to the old paths. Will you? Join us this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. Invading the territory usurped by the devil through lies and liars, Pastor Scheibach is charging the gates of hell. He wants to know if you've got his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that will steal from us our liberties. Well, happy New Year's, folks, and the new year is certainly good for the federal employees. You have been kind enough to give them a raise. Did you know that? And they're already calling the Duck Dynasty wave what I called it, a wind wave. Well, that's last week's show, by the way. Quote, don't toot your duck calls, culture war rages on, end quote. And how old is this Benghazi story anyway? That took place 2 years ago, September 11, 2012, or roughly 2 years. New York Times decides to write a piece lately, and they are trying to revive the movie Made Him Do It Live, that Obama, that president alleged, bummer, and hilarity. But by the way, did you hear that the Harvard Law Review bio for Obama stated that he was born in Kenya and reared in Indonesia and Hawaii? And there was no retraction from Obama and every reason to believe he was the source of that biographical sketch published when he was elected president of the Harvard Law Review. Anyway, that's old news, isn't it? And you don't care that he violates the Constitution anyway. I mean, just about daily in the way he handles Obamacare and other matters. So why should you care if he's an illegal president usurping the office contrary to the Constitution? Who cares, right? He violates the law, chooses which laws he'll enforce, which ones he'll not, and who cares? So why shouldn't Americans decide for themselves whether they're going to sign up for his failed health care program? And did you hear that more people are canceling their policy with Obamacare than are signing up for it? That's ridiculous, I know, but the fact is, a lot of foolish, simple-minded people actually thought Obama was arranging free health care for them because he cares so much, you know. Even Michael Moore is calling it awful. Anyway, Obama and hilarity orchestrated this movie Made Him Do It cover-up story, or at least that's what I believe, and for what really went down, and to cover up for what really went down in Benghazi, and we've yet to get to the bottom of that, you know. And did you know that the movie that supposedly sparked the Benghazi attack was not even translated into Arabic and distributed among the Arab people until, now get this, folks, after September 11, 2012, or in other words, after the Benghazi attack? Finally, I heard a senator ask what I believe is the question that we should have been asking right from the beginning. And those who follow the show know that I was bringing this up right from the beginning. What was our ambassador doing in that consulate in Benghazi in the first place? Thank you, good senator from South Carolina, Trey Gowdy. Now, get on that like a good hound dog who just picked up the scent. I suspect when that question is answered, we'll get a whole lot of answers to a whole lot of questions. Guess what the White House is floating out there as a way to fix the Obamacare debacle? You know, enrollments are down, right? Well, here's the fix, folks. Let the illegals enroll. I'm not kidding. At least for them, it is free. Sotomayor has actually resisted White House pressure and called for a stay on the Obamacare rule requiring all policies to provide contraceptives. Well, I guess maybe her Catholic side's kicked in a little bit, eh? But Connecticut's going to force the taxpayer to fund sex change operations. Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess California's not alone in that lunacy. Meanwhile, Connecticut, again, is requiring all of its citizens to register semi-automatic rifles and large-capacity magazines. And there's long lines out there reminiscent of the Weimar Republic's ban on citizens owning weapons, and it's got some folks stirred up. But at least they're legal if registered, unlike California, that thinks they're going to save lives by limiting honest law-abiding citizens to 10-round clips to fend off criminals who don't obey the laws anyway, coming at them with 30 and 40 round mags. Idiots, that's all you can say for them. Now I've got to wrap it up. Listen for my announcement soon, we hope, on the upcoming God and Gun Clinger Second Amendment Sunday, complete with a gun show right there at the church, gun safety classes, a powerful Bible message on Jesus and the Second Amendment. And meanwhile, this Sunday night at 6 p.m., I'm preaching a message on the connection between anti-Semitism and the Antichrist, which is really kind of interesting. It explores the roots of the central conflict that is at the heart of World War II, the Cold War with Russia, our war with radical jihadi Islam, and probably all wars. And certainly the coming Great World War. Sunday night, 6 p.m., plan to hang around after the service for some popcorn and a meet and greet with the Brain Masseur. My friends, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch that single. And you call in and let me know that you see the lights are on. You call in and say, lights on, and then hang up. If you will at least ride like Revere and spread the warning. Essentially, it means you agree with what I'm saying. Or you could call and say, lights off. And that means you disagree with what I'm saying and reject what I'm saying strongly. But please be mindful when you call with all that energy and you slam the phone down like you do. You're going to break your phone. Or when you slam that flip phone down so hard I'm afraid you're going to break it. And listen, I don't cover that. You can't sue me for that. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message on our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States. From outside the country, or those who prefer it, you may email me by going to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. You'll see a form of the right column where you can write me an email. I respond to all my email and my snail mail, but I'm sorry, I move like a snail on responding to snail mail, so it's much better for me if you write me by email, but I will get to your letter, God helping me. If you're in a hurry, you can just call and say lights on or lights off and then hang up. Trust me, all these calls are important to the show. We track response and we use the response to get a feel for how the show is doing, so it is important that you call either in support or not in support of the show either way. Folks, let's start the new year by returning to the house of God. What do you say? Come on out and see me Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. I'll be preaching a very interesting message on the relationship between anti-Semitism and the Antichrist spirit. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If after 5 minutes or less of Pastor Scheidbach's brain massage, sounds like these begin involuntarily emanating from your throat, you are a lights off listener suffering liberal colic syndrome. On the other hand, if this sound rises in your heart at the sound of Pastor Scheidbach's voice, you are a light on listener, reveling in the light of truth, justice, and the American way. We Christians complain when our political leaders compromise their values, show contempt for the truth, and forsake the beliefs of our founders. Yet many Christians compromise their own values and beliefs to stay in churches that have forsaken their founders. The fact is, Christian, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Haven't you noticed that every corruption we complain about in our government began in our churches? The answer is clear. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Jeremiah 6:16. Lighthouse Baptist Church has answered the call to return to the old paths. Will you? Join us this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
If you can spare it, go ahead and give me a piece of your mind to chew on. I can take it. Find me on the web at www.thebrainmassageshow.com or call me at 1-888-770-8000.
Here's the deal. If you would consider it an honor to participate in the ministry of Pastor Scheidbach and the Brain Massage Show, then you're invited to go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make a donation or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.
Church is not the place to be trolling for chicks, and it's not a talent show for rockers. So if you want a rock concert, call Ticketmasters. But if you're looking for a church that takes the Lordship of Jesus seriously, and you can endure sound doctrine proclaimed straight from the Bible, with the preaching that tells it like it is, without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families safely navigate through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Churches have led our nation toward the ruin we face, and it's up to the churches to lead us back from destruction. God calls his people back to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church is inviting God's people to join us on the old path. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain with stimulating insights.